God, it feels like forever since I've done another podcast, but had some really good feedback on the last one featuring empathy and connection. Just want to thank you all for that, and glad that you are able to relate. I think it's something that everyone needs in this day and age. So check it out if you haven't been listening or haven't or this is your first time. Today, I wanted to get a little sportsy on you. Just love sports. Sports are just, there's so many great applications of sports in life. So if you're not a sports fan, I mean, you're still a great person, but man, there's just so many things you can learn from it. But today, I wanted to highlight the top 10 college football stadiums on my bucket list. And a lot of these have some personal ties. A lot of them don't. But, man, college football is just so much more exciting and more electric than NFL. I just can get into it more. I don't know if there's just more college teams here in Utah. And we don't have a professional team, so that's what we get into. But, man, college football is just so there's so much tradition and just fun to follow. So coming in at number 10 is a chance I had or could have had a few years ago, and it would have been so electric. But and if I get the names of the stadiums wrong, just know I'll clarify who plays there so that you can look it up. But number 10 is DK Royal Memorial Stadium. It's where the University of Texas Longhorns play. Such a huge stadium. A lot of just tradition. I mean, most of these places have some crazy traditions or there's something traditional that I want to be a part of at one point. But I would have loved to have been there during Taysom Hill's, how do I say this nicely, beating of UT and his famous Taysom leap. Would have loved to have been a part of that. But so that comes in at number 10. Number 9 is actually on BYU's schedule next year. BYU plays at Tennessee, and I think it's called Neyland Stadium or Neyland Stadium. And I've already been looking at some Airbnbs. They do have some direct flights from Salt Lake to Knoxville. So really looking forward to that. Hoping I can make that a reality. But they have these checkered end zones, and there's just a lot of traditions at Tennessee ever since Peyton Manning played there. They haven't been that great, but just love them Southern folk, you know? They just got away with being nice and accommodating. Number 8, BYU has already played here, but I imagine there will be some future opportunities just with how many teams are in Texas. Jerry's World, I think it's called Cowboy Stadium, which is kind of boring. And it's not an official college football stadium, but there's so many. They usually have a college football classic to start the season off. That was just one of the stadiums that kind of put all stadiums on search to step up their game because fans are wanting to watch games more at home. I feel like Cowboys Stadium was the first one to really implement the huge video boards that you see now in indoor stadiums. So I would say Jerry's World comes in at number 8. Number 7, fight on, you mighty Trojans. I would love to see a game at the LA Coliseum. I think it's the LA Memorial Coliseum. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that this was where the opening ceremonies were for the Olympics when the Olympics were in Los Angeles in the 80s. Also, just a lot of tradition at USC. Currently the Los Angeles Rams play there, I believe, which is not a college football team. But USC has – I just love that end zone with all the jerseys. I don't know if they still do that, but that's one thing I just want to see. And I'll talk about another stadium in LA that I have been to, and I think this one would be a little step down, but it would still be a cool experience. Number six, I would love to see Oklahoma versus Texas at the Cotton Bowl. BYU played in the Cotton Bowl in their 96 year, where they lost to Washington, whom they face this weekend. They played Kansas State in the Cotton Bowl. Just to clarify my last point, played Kansas State in the Cotton Bowl. BYU had one loss that year, and it was to Washington. So that's number six. I think just that whole, they're having the state fair at the same time. It'd be a cool place to watch a game. Half the stadium's in OU colors, half the stadium's in UT colors. I could just go in BYU colors, and I would still appreciate, I can appreciate good football, good rivalries. Number five, BYU just played here, Camp Randall Stadium. I would have loved to have been a part and seen jump around. I hear it's electric, and it almost registers on the Richter scale, sometimes as high as some earthquakes. So I would love to view a game at Camp Randall Stadium. So that comes in at number five. Number four is Tiger Stadium, home of the LSU Tigers. There's probably a lot of Tiger stadiums, but they just have a lot of great traditions down there, and it just looks cool at night to be there. I followed LSU pretty well, but again, them Southern folk, they're pretty awesome. It'd be a pretty cool atmosphere. But I wouldn't go watch a day game there. They hardly ever have day games, but I would love to watch a night game there. Number three, I have actually been to, and it was a really cool experience. I went by myself, which I wouldn't do again because it's kind of boring not sharing that with anybody else but other BYU fans. But went to the Rose Bowl when BYU played UCLA, and it was cool to see all the memorabilia. There's not a bad seat in that house. Cool backdrop, cool location. I don't know. It was just a cool experience, and I was able to go and read all the names of all the past winners of the Rose Bowl. That would be a cool place to be during the I got an Airbnb like a mile from the stadium, so it was super easy to get to, and it was overall a cool experience. Number two. So this isn't as big now as it used to be, but I would love to see a game at the Swamp. Griffin Floyd Stadium, something like that. So the Swamp, where the University of Florida plays, would be a cool one. BYU does not have them on the schedule. But now that Florida's coach, who used to be a coach at Utah, maybe he might be interested in having BYU down there. So that would be number two. That was more during the Tim Tebow years that I kind of gained an appreciation for the Swamp. I also had a friend who was in my neighborhood who was from Florida, and so he talked them up a lot, and I don't know. I think it would be a very cool stadium. I hate admitting this one for number one, but there's just so many aspects that go into it that I have to give them the nod. But I don't know why, but I really hate this university. But I would definitely go to school there. I would definitely watch a game there. The Horseshoe at the Ohio State University. It sounds weird, but they always do some type of, like, cool band organization. Like, last week, for example, they lined up in, like, the Office font, and they played the Office theme song. I just love, like, things like that where they are into pop culture and into, I mean, The Office has obviously been dead for a few years, but if you have a Netflix account, I guarantee you've watched Netflix in the last year or so. You've had to have at least turned on The Office just to even have in the background. So the Horseshoe in Columbus, Ohio, home of the Ohio State Buckeyes, would be a cool place to view that. I'd really like to be there for a Ohio State Michigan game, but I'm not partial. I'd really love to be there for a BYU game, but I don't know that BYU could hang with Ohio State, and I kind of get scared of them even scheduling them. But that's also what I said about Wisconsin. That's what I said about Oklahoma. So keep proving me wrong, kids. That's what I love about you. So yeah, that's the top 10. Some other honorable mentions. I'd love to go to Ole Miss's stadium. Not for so much the stadium experience, but for the Grove tailgating. I've heard that's an amazing experience. I would love to see a game at the University of Alabama, just because Alabama's amazing. But one stadium that I think I should have put on here that I didn't was Kyle Field, where Texas A&M plays. So a lot of Southern tradition, a lot of Southern football stadiums would be awesome to go to. So let me know, is there a stadium that should have made the list that didn't? I'm open to road games. As BYU is an independent, we get a lot of opportunities to go to different places. And these would be, for now, these are my top 10. So let me hear your feedback. This is Ryan, and I am just a kid from Idaho, so don't take me too serious. Have a great day.